Well, the fighting in Afghanistan continues nearly 16 years after the U.S. invaded that country. The Defense Department will deploy 300 Marines to Helmand Province by the end of this month. The Taliban recaptured a strategic district in the province a couple weeks ago. Many Afghan refugees displaced by the war have settled in the United States. Carmel Del Shad of Here and Now contributor WAMU has the story of one Afghan family's first few weeks in America and the people who are helping them.
She said, I don't know which one is better for us, you know?
Okay. Hashmatullah Rasuli and his wife are seated at the dining table in their Maryland home. The couple recently arrived from Afghanistan with their two kids. Their two-year-old son squirms in his mother's lap as they begin a one-month cultural orientation session.
Is your ESL class helping you?
Yes, ESL class is helping, yes.
At the end of the table, caseworker Tanya Vidisagavulu sits with papers in hand. She's with Lutheran Social Services of the National Capital Area, the organization that's helping the Rasulis resettle in America. She asked Hashmatullah and his wife about their address, phone numbers, and who to call in case of an emergency. They pause before answering. The couple is still getting used to American phone numbers and American addresses.
Yeah, it seems like you guys are doing fine. I would just, you know, emphasize both of you memorize your numbers, each other's numbers. Besides that,
30-year-old Hashmatullah worked as an interpreter with U.S. forces in Afghanistan for about 8 years. But after people he knew were killed by the Taliban, he became worried about his family's safety and decided to leave. It's also why he doesn't want us to use the names of his wife or kids in the story. It took about 2 years to get visas to the U.S.
And that's the cupboard that they're going to put all the files on that.
Hashmatullah shows me around the family's home. The Rasulis live in a two-bedroom apartment in the basement of a tidy red brick house. Two couches in the living room are separated by a blue and green rug. There's a bright playroom for the kids and a large bedroom where the family sleeps.
That's the bed for my daughter.
In the kitchen, Hashmatullah points to his fridge, which is stocked with all the essentials.
Do you cook a lot?
Yes, I cook a lot.
On the night they arrived, a neighbor brought traditional Afghan food from a local restaurant for dinner. It was a little bit of home, thousands of miles away.
We are thinking that we are in Afghanistan. We are not thinking that we are in the United States, because all the things is like the same in when I was in Afghanistan, the rices, the meats, the breads, the vegetables.
Hashmatullah says his family wants for nothing, thanks to his neighbors and the social service program that pairs faith groups with newly resettled families. They call it the Good Neighbor Program, and Hashmatullah says he's grown close to its members. One literally lives down the street.
We were very relieved that they were finally coming.
Catherine Tobias and the other Good Neighbors had been preparing for the Rasuli family's arrival for weeks. As soon as they knew the Rasulis were coming, they started searching for housing. Tobias found a neighbor with an empty basement and an open mind.
It needed quite a bit of work. It didn't have heating, and it needed some just a lot of work in terms of adding tile to the floor and so on.
She says a lot of thought went into making the Rasulis' new home welcoming.
Throws and candles and flowers and things on the wall and toys for the children and tablecloths and nice-looking furniture that lightly used for the most part.
The group's help doesn't end at aesthetics. Tobias says the Capitol Hill Good Neighbors are also paying for childcare, cell phones, and the family's first year of rent, as both Hashmatullah and his wife look for work. She says seeing the Rasuli family experience so many firsts is like looking through a new lens.
You know, we don't always every day get to see somebody experiencing things for the first time. And that is very lovely to watch. I care a lot about them now.
Yeah, I'll see. Kathy, good neighborhood. She's coming out.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to see
good
you.
To see you.
Yeah. I just feel like I have this whole new branch of my family here. I can't believe it's only been 6 weeks that I know you.
Even my kids, they like her, you know, because they say, where's my auntie? Auntie. They call them auntie.
Hashmatullah points to an American flag that hangs on the wall. It's a gift from another member of the Good Neighbor Program, and a welcome note is embroidered at the top.
Welcome, Rasuli family, to the United States, January 17, 2017.
Hashmatullah explains why he's chosen to hang it in the most visible part of his living room.
Because I like this flag, because we serve for this flag.
And now, Hashmatullah and his family live where this flag hangs high every day. For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.